Well, the family of Australian engineer Rob Pether is hoping the new government will mark a renewed focus on the fate of the father of three, who's now been in an Iraqi prison for more than 14 months. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese raised his case during a phone call to Iraqi leader Mustafa al-Kadhimi last week, a move his wife Desiree describes as a significant shift from the former government's approach. Rob Pether and his colleague were arrested by police during a contract dispute between his employer and the country's central bank. We last spoke to Rob's wife on this program in October last year when her husband was sentenced to 5 years jail. The UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention has since demanded their immediate release, citing fears of collusion and a lack of transparency over charges. Desiree Pether joins us from Dublin, where the family has been living. Welcome to you, Desiree. You've described Rob, who's now 47 years old, as looking like a 74-year-old and say he's declining rapidly. What was the last time you were in contact with him? How was he?
I last spoke to him yesterday, actually, and he gets a prison call twice a week, but mostly. And sometimes it's for 3 minutes, sometimes it's for half an hour or so. And he's a little tiny, tiny bit hopeful with the phone call that happened last week. It's so hard to be hopeful. It's a double-edged sword, and it's scary because so many times we've thought this nightmare is over and then it's just gotten worse.
The UN Working Group has accused Iraq of threatening Rob, including with torture and failing to provide basic necessities. What are the conditions like and how is his health? I've read some quotes about him having a suspected melanoma on his ear.
Yeah, his health has declined rapidly. We've been trying to get some medical attention for him. He first noticed the mole in September last year, and then some photos were taken in November last year by the embassy with permission from the prison. And then they took some more photos a few weeks ago, and this new mole has developed on his ear while he's been arrested or while he's been imprisoned. And he had a melanoma back in 2006, and we've managed with, you know, clean eating and a good lifestyle and everything to look after him, and he hasn't had any other melanomas since 2006, and now one has popped up an inch from the previous site on the same ear. So, and in the last couple of months, it's just completely changed and grown rapidly, which is not a good sign. So, it's very hard to get specialist care in there, and so we're fighting for that at the moment. The embassy took some photos with permission as well of his back, because he does have a skin condition where he has a lot of moles, and he's already had, you know, like over 200 removed over the years. And they sent the photo through for his doctor's reference for me to pass on, and it was literally such a shock that I threw up. And he's just completely withered away. He's got no muscle tone. His skin is grey. He's completely grey. And he's hunched over like a frail old man. He's got his bones in his back are sticking out. And his skin is like hanging off him. And it's just horrendous. And our doctor just absolutely flipped out and has reported it to the UN.
So given the deterioration of Rob's health right now, what impact did Prime Minister Albanese's mentioning of his case have on your hopes?
Well, that's it. Just the tiniest little spark in a very dark place. You imagine this big chasm and you can see this little tiny firefly. That's the level of hope, because it is a double-edged sword, and because he's so unwell, and he's in a very dark place emotionally, which is very common for people in that situation, and which he's never been in his life before. And in a dark place, that is, obviously he's never been in that situation either. But it's just after being beaten down so many times, and you know, you're just completely violated and completely worn down, and it's so hard to have hope. Even after a phone call. I mean, that was over a week ago now, and yet there he still is. So, you know, it's a very hard game.
Yeah, a game, understandably, you must play when the stakes are so high. And when it comes to lobbying for support from Australian authorities, how does this conversation between the Prime Minister and Iraq leader differ from previous approaches under the Morrison government?
Chalk and cheese. The new government have, they were well briefed. I was keeping them up to date on everything the whole way through. Penny Wong raised it on the anniversary on the 7th of April, on the one-year mark, in a committee hearing for foreign affairs. And it was, you know, so they've been all over it and doing, you know, what they could in that capacity before they were in government. And so much different. You know, we spent 13 months literally flogging a dead horse, trying to fight the apathy of the previous government. And it just absolutely, ourselves, other fellow expats from Australia, just absolutely, completely gobsmacked at the apathy.
On RN Drive, Desiree Pether is here. She's the wife of Australian engineer Rob Pether, who's been in an Iraqi prison for more than 14 months now in what the UN has described as arbitrary detention. So what have you had in the way of contact from the Australian government since they were elected in May? You mentioned that Foreign Minister Penny Wong has mentioned the case on the anniversary. What back channels have you been aware of in terms of contact with this government?
I haven't heard anything from them since they were brought, you know, elected. I do speak quite frequently to a couple of MPs that are Labor, and Peter Cahill has been absolutely brilliant and completely awesome. Actually, he's nothing to do with us. We're not from Melbourne, nothing, but he has just stepped up. He helped Kylie Moore-Gilbert as well, and as much as he could, and he's just been so supportive and really, really helpful. And, yeah, it's just such a difference.
So what assurances, if any, have you been given that there will be ongoing contact with Iraqi authorities over Rob's case?
None yet. I've literally don't know anything more than everyone else at this moment.
Okay.
I'm sure there's other things going on behind the scenes, but at this moment I don't know anything more than anyone else.
So what are your next steps in pushing for release? I know with cases similar to these, like, for example, Jock Palfreyman, the Australian man who was arrested in Romania and remained in prison there for many years, having interviewed him and his family, that there's lots that can be said, but there's things that have to go unsaid, the sort of backroom lobbying and wheeling and dealing, the game, as you put it. So how will you play the game as, you know, as the days and weeks continue? How will you be pushing for your husband's release?
It's really hard because, you know, people tell me to you know, just, you know, calm down and take care of yourself, and things are going on behind the scenes, etc., etc. But by the same token, I saw that photo last week, and imagine, you know, the mummy movies where all the life sucked out of them and it's just the shell of the person. That's pretty much it. And it was a massive shock. I literally spent all weekend crying. And it's so hard because, you know, everyone's, oh, it takes time, it takes time. But I feel in my gut he doesn't have time. If he's got a melanoma on his ear, he needs that seen to immediately. I honestly, when you see that photo of him, there is no way that he's going to make another 6 months.
Well, Desiree, I certainly appreciate your resilience, and I can understand that you feel like you've got no choice. I hope you do keep on making noise, and I'll be happy to help you do that. Looking forward to maybe hearing some more positive updates from you in the coming weeks and months. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you so much for your support. I hope next time we talk, you're talking to him instead.
Desiree Pether is the wife of Australian engineer Robert Pether, who has been in an Iraqi prison for 14 months.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.